去啊。 Good afternoon, you're listening to Wavelength on Resonance 104.4 FM. I'm William English and I'm joined by Richard Thomas.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Richard. Well, that was Hans. That recording was by Hans Krusi, a Swiss outsider artist, and that's a relatively new record on the Algamargen label. I don't think it has a track name. But Richard has Richard's joining me to so that we can announce the London Artists Book Fair.
The London Art Book Fair. The London Art Whitechapel Book Gallery. Fair.
That's it. I've immediately made a mistake. It is, you're absolutely right. It's the London Art Book Fair, which used to be the Artists Book Fair. Mm. And I think this in itself is a point of some.
Yes, that semantic shift. I think is interesting, isn't it?
It is.
I think the London Artists Book Fair used to be a bunch of artists showing their wares, and essentially their primary medium was the book form itself. There's a structural kind of architectural object, wasn't it? Generally speaking, you might have got kind of things that resembled literary fiction included within that. Yeah. by artists, though. There's a slight distinction from those that write prose fiction, I guess.
We're already into deep water here, aren't we?
Yeah, we are. But this strikes me as being a bit more... It's opened up its remit slightly to include publishers of books about art.
That's right.
Such as Fyden or perhaps Thames and Hudson. And
that's right. And, I mean, I suppose for about 15 years, the Artists' Book Fair was organised and run by Marcus Campbell, and it used to be at the ICA in the Barbican and so on. And as you say, it was more an artist's book fair. It's now been sort of taken over, the running of the fair has been taken over virtually by the Whitechapel Art Gallery. I suppose we should quickly mention the dates. It starts this afternoon, actually, doesn't it?
Yeah, 5 p.m. on Friday the 25th of
September. there was a preview between 2 and 5 for those lucky enough to have got an invitation.
Well, it says here in the fold-out sheet, which we were saying earlier on, should by rights be a book, really. You'd think they would have threw a bit of cash at that and at least stitched or stapled some pages together.
And sent out thousands of books to everybody.
Mm.
Yeah.
It, you know, they could have commissioned an artist to design it, whatever. But anyway, of course, it's a recession, so who knows. Tonight, what does it say here? It says the fair opens its doors to the public for this special late-night event with performances, DJ sign-ins and awards.
Yes.
Awards.
Right.
The Birgit Skuld Memorial Trust Awards. What do they do...
Well, there's a whole list of events, aren't there? And it says here, further down, it says Resonance FM, broadcasting from the London Art Book Fair across the weekend. Resonance 104.4 FM produce Encyclopodia. I think this was your initiative.
Yes, yes. It's a joint curatorial effort there between Ed Baxter, you and I guess. But I think it was a simple way of rationalising. There's a fair, we've got to make a programme about it. There's a lot of diverse content within the fair,
right?
I think. So we came up with a simple idea of having an encyclopedia and an entry for each of the 26 letters of the alphabet.
Right.
Which will be available as a podcast.
Yes.
As
Hence Encyclopodia.
Yes, Encyclopedia.
And so people will go to the Resonance website.
Yep.
And find the podcast section of the website.
Yes, so next week you'll go there, because obviously we're still working on it, we're gathering material at the fair, and you'll have 26 podcasts going from A to Z, all somehow ruminating on the nature of books and artist books and publishing and so on. And you've been interviewing book dealers, haven't you?
Yes, book dealers and book collectors of various... types. There's one person who, Doreen Osborne, who will be the letter O, and she was a customer of a bookshop, and she basically only buys auction catalogues, cuts out the pictures and makes scrapbooks out of them. And she has a room full of these scrapbooks, which she likes to sort of go home in the evening and finds it quite therapeutic just to sort of leaf through these scrapbooks of cutout sort of impressionist paintings and so on. I was recently in the south of France, and I made a recording in a garden in Menton, which is just across the border from Italy, and that's a sort of it's a garden called the Fontana Rosa or Rosso, which was started by a Spanish writer called Blasco Ibanez.
Okay.
Then what else have we got? I've got a recording of Ron Heisler, who collected 30,000 political pamphlets and donated the whole collection to the Senate House Library.
Right.
He's been collecting these political pamphlets for about 40 years. Anyway, so these will all be... These are the kinds of recordings available on the Encyclopedia.
Hmm.
Yes.
What you're also curating a sequence of projections, films.
Yeah,
there.
Yeah. There is. There will be a film show on Sunday between 4:30 and 6. Booking is apparently essential, and it will include, in theory, two films by Ed Ruscha. Though, as I speak, these films are still being held up by customs at Stansted. And as FedEx don't deliver on a Saturday, I'm desperately hoping that somehow or other the films will be couriered to London.
That's a turn up for the books, isn't it?
Yeah, very good. Yes, apart from that, there'll be some films to do with wordplay, poetry, and text, and so on. Mm. Have you seen that film by that Polish guy, Brzezewski, called Ya? It's called YYAA.
No, I didn't think
and
so.
And he sort of he's like a sound poet, but it's a very, you know, it's a very sharply edited film. There's also a film called No Sir Orison by George Landau.
Okay, yes, Owen Land.
Owen Land.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, George Landau or Owen Land. He's one of your favourite filmmakers, I think.
One of them, yeah. Yes. Well, he's an interesting artist, isn't he, I think? Yeah. He's a curious fella.
Yeah. There's a one-minute film by Guy Sherwin called Mile End Purgatorio.
Right.
There's a film by Paul Sharitz called Word Movie. And there's a film by myself, which a silent film, which will be accompanied by the sound poet Lawrence Upton, who saw the film once about 5 years ago. And he's going to sort of improvise along to the film with sound poetry.
Mm. And Lawrence, of course, was a long-standing collaborator with Bob
Cobbing.
Cobbing, yes.
Yes. Bob Cobbing being the founder of the Writers Forum Press and the founder of Better Books and also one of the originators of the London Filmmakers Co-op in Better Books in 1966. Bob passed away, I think, about 2 years ago. But Lawrence Upton did used to perform with Bob Cobbing and collaborated on many Writers Forum Press publications. So it carries on over the weekend, doesn't it? It's the 25th to the 27th of September. Mm. What are the opening hours tomorrow? Can we find those anywhere on this?
Saturday to Sunday, it's 11 a.m. till 6 p.m.
Right.
Friday, it simply says 5. It opens to the public this evening from 5 p.m. until late, which I'm not quite sure what that means, but I presume into the wee small hours, perhaps.
Yeah. And there's over 80 publishers, distributors, rare book dealers, galleries, and small presses present their titles in the recently renovated galleries, including, and there's a whole list. Do you want to single any out?
Well, there's a few interesting talks. I mean, whether they'll actually prove to be interesting is another thing. But
do I detect a note of cynicism?
Well, no. But you know, sometimes you know the artist talks can sprawl, and you know, I don't know. But there's a guy called Tim Brennan who is talking about his latest book, English Anxieties, which is about the Mass Observation Archive, sounds quite interesting.
Yeah, I think he used to do those walks, didn't he? Isn't he the guy that used to do sort of long walks?
Okay, I'm not sure.
I think he did.
And then there's also that's on Saturday the 26th of September at 2:30 for 45 minutes. There's a bit of a clash here in the programming because at 3 to 4:15, Claire Doherty, who's a senior research fellow and director of the Situations Programme at the University of the West of England, is talking about her book. It's the latest in a series called Of Documents of Contemporary Art, which is joint published by MIT in the Whitechapel, and it's called Situation. So I wonder if it's about situationism and so on, but I'm curious to find out what that's about exactly.
Yeah.
And whether it'll be will sustain my interest and curiosity, I don't know, but struck me as being something I'll probably go along to. There's many other things too. There's a panel discussion in a Cannabulum and the plastic bag. And it says here, what sustains the relationship between the artist and the book and how are modes of engagement with the book object changing? It's chaired by Maria Fusco, who's the writer in residence at the Whitechapel at the moment. We're doing a regular series, monthly series with Maria, based on her residency at the Whitechapel, called Living Clay.
Oh, right.
And she runs the Art Writing MFA with Adrian Rifkin at Goldsmiths, and there's a regular series every Monday at 4:45, I believe, called Digestives, which is a selection of art writings for radio, which we developed with that.
So that's the panel discussion on Saturday at 4:30, the Incunabulum and the Plastic Bag.
Yeah.
Speakers include Arnaud Desjardins, and he he's published a book of first English translation of Les Fondements de Judo by Yves Klein, which was originally published in 1954 in French, which is a sort of strange kind of artist book of sorts. But Yves Klein basically shows judo moves and so on. So it's arguable whether it's actually an artist book as much as a a sort of guidebook for judo, which happens
Klein
to
was pretty serious about it, I think.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Yeah. I think he was the first European to go to Japan and get this get a black belt in... do you get black belts in judo? I can't remember,
not
actually.
Not entirely
sure. Or is that karate? Anyway, he did very well for himself and then came back and wrote this book. All right. Well, there's loads of these events on.
Let's talk a little bit about tonight. I mean, what do they have on? If you're tempted to go down to the Whitechapel, the Whitechapel Gallery this Friday,
the 25th of September, 7 p.m. Music by Arthur Brick.
Don't know much about Arthur Brick. Alana Jelinek is. Doing something or other. It's very hard to tell from this, really, what's going on. There's quite a lot going on Friday, but all of it seems to be really, apart from the awards, where I can't quite figure out what they're awarding.
okay, well, anyway, so people, you'll have to go down to the Whitechapel Gallery this evening or over the weekend to find out more about artists' books. And I'm afraid, well, we're actually kind of running out of time again, Richard. So I thought I'd play out with, you might know this, actually.
Oh, one important thing to point out.
Oh, yes.
It's free to get in, of course.
Ah, yes. And the films are free, but booking is apparently essential.
What is it? Whitechapel Gallery, 77-82, Whitechapel High Street, that's London E1. And the nearest tube is Aldgate East.
Right. And we'll play out with Modern Shit Will Make You Ill.
Get away, you hypocrite.
Green color, not for sale. Sunlight in the air.
We never felt the iron glistening.
Agent Orange, you're not fair.
And they were Christian. Oh, what a joke.
Yellow combine. Once my servant, now my master.
It's true. They don't ask a question.
White railways and white snow. White landscape, so it goes.
So much for divine guidance. But I've lost my marbles. Do you doubt it?